at a Monday news conference regarding the arrest of a suspect in the shooting of a 10-year-old girl, Milwaukee Police Chief Ed Flynn complained that Republicans in Madison have zeroed in on voting restrictions in the city and have not done enough to reduce gun violence. Democratic candidate for governor Mary Burke makes the same allegation.
Well, I think from what we have seen and the bills that have been passed, yes, it does appear like they take voter suppression more seriously than the violence suppression.
Burke says as governor, she would work with Milwaukee officials to make sure law enforcement is adequately funded and that the education system is strong.
And that we are engaging students early on in why education is important, engaging families, because obviously we have young people that are pursuing, unfortunately, lives of crimes and making those decisions early.
A spokeswoman for Governor Scott Walker's reelection campaign says from his leadership on Wisconsin's truth in sentencing law to his fight to roll back the Doyle administration's dangerous early release program, Governor Walker has had a long-standing and strong record on curbing crime and violence. But despite the greater attention of late to gun violence in Milwaukee, police say a 53-year-old man was shot to death outside a city apartment building last night, and two teenagers were wounded in a separate incident. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.